TV Heads, thank you for dropping by Studio C today.
Thanks for having us.
This question's for Sean and Angelica. What has it been like relocating for Sean from Chico to L.A. and Angelica from the Bay Area to L.A. to pursue music?
Culturally, it's a big change from Chico to L.A. It's just busy. Busy there, but...
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more spread out, and I think both of us had really solid homes in Chico and the Bay Area, and you know, solid families and solid music scene, definitely. And in Los Angeles, just being new to a big city like that, nonetheless, a city that's so spread out and you know has so many different pockets and niches and whatnot. It's super different. You know, I think we've all been, or me and Sean and Vince, since we've moved down there, you know, kind of figuring out the different scenes,
yeah,
and
where
different
areas. Where to find what it is where we fit in, what scenes, because there's a ton going on, but it's hard to like figure out where the things you actually want to do and see are.
So so far, I mean, it's still kind of a fresh move at this point. Have you found sort of like that niche, or where you guys kind of fit in?
Yeah, starting to, I think. I mean, a little bit. Like finding other bands that we really like and want to play with was huge for me, because for a while, just good bands, but not stylistically similar. So yeah, and finding cool venues to play and stuff like that that treat bands well, which is not always the case in a big city Los Angeles.
And how about Jessica and Vince? Are you guys originally from Los Angeles?
No. I grew up with Angelica, actually, in the Napa Valley. And I've been basically playing music with her for the last...
Ever.
Yeah, 8 years or so. Yeah, we lived in Berkeley... Not too far from each other for a long time. So we were always collaborating, and you know, this just made sense.
I lived in Vegas for 10 years and moved to Long Beach. Met these guys. Started just getting hired for different gigs with them, and then this happened.
Sorry.
Well, the band name TV Heads sounds suspiciously familiar to a band I know Sean is fond of. Where did the name come from?
So Vince used to be in this band called Tear It Down that my band, The Shimmies, played with all the time and toured with and stuff. And they had a song called TV Heads that was like our favorite song. So when we were batting, Angelica and I, names for the band back and forth for like a month. And then finally I was like, TV Heads. And...
Yeah, it was initially the name of our EP that we just released that I won't say on
because
the airwaves.
It has a swear word, unfortunately.
There's a swear word, but that was initially the name that we were thinking for this band, but then we liked TV Heads.
Yeah. Was the band that I like
radio.
Television?
No.
Talking Heads?
Closer.
Oh, Radiohead.
Yes. Angelica, what can you tell us about your record label, OIM Records?
It is a record label that me and two other folks, Sarah Sexton and Jeff Saltzman, started about 2 years ago, based out of Oakland, where I was living at the time. It started out with me recording my EP with Jeff Saltzman, who also recorded our EP with us at his studio in Oakland. And we were recording together. He was really excited about all of the bands that were playing in Oakland and all the music that was happening that we were kind of sharing back and forth. And before long, we brought in our partner, Sarah, who's a booker in Oakland, and we decided to do a compilation of, I think, 13 Oakland bands that turned into wanting to record more. You know, we had access to this amazing studio in Oakland. awesome producer, and you know, me and Sarah had both been involved in various aspects of the music scene in Oakland. So yeah, we just started recording bands, and we've, you know, we've been putting out music the last year and a half or so. We have 6 bands signed right now, and yeah, just doing what we can to help propel, you know, smaller to medium-sized bands in Oakland, in hopes to, you know, just support awesome musicians and hopefully propel them to, you know, the next step outside of the Bay Area, and just give whatever support we can.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing independent record labels in today's day and age?
I mean, I think, bluntly, there's no money in it. You know, if you're, like, it costs a lot of money, we know, just as a band, you know, to make a record. You know, we have that covered, which is awesome as far as OAM Records. But, you know, PR, that's a huge thing. You're spending a lot of money to put out a record, and you're not making money, especially when it's, you know, the small to medium-sized bands that aren't doing national and international tours. Like, you're not making that much money on CDs or vinyl or whatever medium. So I think that in itself is probably the biggest challenge. You know, everybody, there's certain enough passion and talent and people who are going to do it regardless, both musicians and people who want to push the music industry forward because they love it, but it's not super viable monetarily.
So, so you.
This is depressing.
Sorry.
It's true. I think same with a band. Like, it just has to be something that you love to do, to do it. And if you're doing it thinking that you're gonna make tons of cash, A, you're wrong, and B, I think you're doing it for the wrong reasons anyway. Mm-hmm. So, sort of a labor of love.
Yeah, and there's certainly exceptions. You know, that's the hope is that, you know, you'll move forward and people will, because people, I, when I say people don't buy albums, you know, I don't mean that. People are buying albums, but it's just really expensive to get an album done and do all the proper PR and all the proper booking for a tour and stuff like that. So, you know, the hope is that, you know, bands, they'll get hooked, end up on an awesome tour opening for a great band, make money that way, and hopefully, you know, grow larger outside of the Bay Area in some way, you know, which is the goal.
Nice. You started touring together as separate acts. When did you realize it made more sense to perform under the same band name?
Yeah, so we both put out solo records 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, and we were touring the West Coast together, and we were playing together a lot on each other's songs during our sets. I think around then just started talking like, oh man, should we just start a band together? And then kept, after we moved to LA, both of our bands, I was doing Ave Grave and she was doing Nyx, and I was playing in her band, which also featured Vince and our good friend Tino, who used to live in Chico as well, and our friend Kevin. And then all of those people were in my band as well. Did I say that right? They were all in your band.
No, I think you meant to say he moved down to LA and stole my band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is how. Yeah,
I'm just joking.
Charmed them.
He charmed them
into playing. But anyway, yeah. So it just, you know, it made way more sense to just be doing this together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to ask another depressing question, but do you still love touring as much as you did when you first started touring?
I do. I hadn't done, when we did our like solo tour a couple years ago, that was, you know, really fun, but I hadn't toured the West Coast with a full band in 4 years, 5 years, something like that. And this tour, I'm just like, yeah, like right now I'm exhausted, but I don't want to go home. I want to keep. I want to keep doing it. It's the most fun and fulfilling thing in the world to me. Yeah. Get to travel, play music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tour hound.
Tour hound. That's right.
a lot of your music is in the past has been inspired by kind of darker moods, but now you've developed kind of a happy, healthy relationship here. So I'm wondering, where do you seek inspiration for new music?
For me, music has always been, you know, like an introspective sort of thing, just about myself in the world and how I'm experiencing it. Moving to LA, and especially when we were living downtown and seeing this gigantic homeless population that feels overwhelming and you feel helpless, it's tough. So some of that, I mean, that's still about my experience, but I think some of that, and then like the disparity between the insane wealth that you see in LA too, definitely worked its way in. Angelica, what about you?
Inspiration, that's the question.
Yeah.
I would say that similarly to Sean's songwriting style, a lot of my music is very introspective. But I think at least in the last year or 2 years, I have been intentionally kind of looking outwards and listening to music in a different, when I started writing music, I just wrote it based on nothing but the song that was in front of me. And I feel like I've been drawing more from musical influences, which was never the case really before. I'm like just thinking, for example, this new song that we haven't recorded yet, but we've been playing it on tour. It's just like a straight up like rock song. And I think I can name a couple of people that influence that style of songwriting. Like I was probably listening to like Courtney Barnett around that time, you know, and just, I guess, absorbing more music around me, which I think, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but it's just different, you know, because I think before I've always been a very insular songwriter.
Let's talk about the songwriting process for a minute. What can you tell me about how that works and how it's different from writing solo material?
So the way it's been working so far is either I'll write, you know, like chords, melody, and lyrics maybe, and then we'll get together and work on some of that together and get together with the whole band and start working that all out, or Angelica will do the same thing and then we kind of collaborate, figure out vocal parts, and then the whole band kind of writes together.
And how would that differ from like your solo projects and how the full band was kind of constructed with those? Is it pretty much the same or?
For the Ave Grave stuff, I wrote and played almost everything. I had Jack from the Shimmies played drums, Steven played bass on a couple tracks and some piano stuff, but I had to do everything else, which is neat in one way because you can recognize a very specific vision, but it's not the most fun. it's not, you know, playing with other interesting people that are bringing something else to the table.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, I think, is, you know, doing, I think for both of our solo records, you're pursuing this vision that you have versus writing part of a song and then giving it to three other people and being like, what do you want to do with it, you know, and mm-hmm. which makes it totally different, and which is, you know, the great part about being in a band.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the song you're playing for us today. What's the title of the song and what can you tell us about what inspired the song?
The title of the song is Cool It Down. I wrote it when I first moved to LA, just before Sean had, I was living in Echo Park and spending a lot of time in my room writing songs. I was doing a song a week. That's that, and that was a result of one of those songs a week. And yeah, I wasn't having a good time when I first moved to LA. I definitely sat in my room a lot and played music and drank whiskey. And I was sending a lot of stuff to Sean at that time. We were kind of collaborating via the internet, and wrote that song and sent it to him, and he did like some synths and vocals on it. So we have another version that was, I guess, the scratch of that. Yeah, and then it was just one of the ones that we wanted to carry over to make a TV Head song. Yeah, as far as the lyrical content, to be honest, I don't remember when I was writing that.
She's being coy.
Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
Of the lyrical content?
Yeah.
I just assumed it's about me. No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I always have trouble with that, too, because my lyrics are usually, like, dreamlike, less linear storytelling.
Definitely no, yeah. There's no linear plot in a lot of my songs, and a lot of them are just lines that are taken from different thoughts or emotions that I think might blend together, you know, just line after line. Yeah, definitely a song that came from being in a little bit of a rough spot, you know. Which I think just changed a movie. We were listening to a Song Exploder or maybe it was KEXP or something, but somebody who I can't remember was saying that moving evokes is like the best impetus for songwriting. And I was just kind of listening to it in the back of my head. And I was thinking like, yeah, it totally is. Like, just changing, being in a new environment, like, thinking of the last few songs I've written that I've kept, it's been, like, I can totally equate it to just moving, whether it's a house or a new city or something like that. So, yeah, that's what Cool It Down was definitely one of those first songs when I moved to L.A. that was just kind of outpour.
Nice. Well, TV Heads, thanks so much for coming and stopping by North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.